As the universal initiation grows and is more accepted, and as people accept that they're part of a more universal path, they also point to the unnamed initiation. That is, if you look at the guidance and teachings of the higher prophets and those who brought through the real transmissions and those who really, really got it, know it, even today you'll find many people who speak in this manner. They point toward, say, that which is real, that from which we've come and to which we've returned, that which has no name. The name points to the nameless. The names have stemmed from that which is without name and form and comes back to this. This is the universal experience, and it doesn't have a limitation of name and outer form in this manner. And so what we point toward is the universal initiation, which is also unnamed. We don't call it necessarily by Buddhism or Hinduism or Christianity or Judaism or Sufi or anything like this. We say the universal experience, the universal initiation toward which one points, the door is opened, is of the unnamed. And being of the unnamed, there's nothing to cling to in the outer form, which then divides. We are united within the universal. We are all part of one being, one body, one experience, one expression. And so it's important to evaluate this also within the framework of your own transmission through meditation, through contemplation, opening the door for the experience of the unnamed initiation, the understanding to bubble toward you, to come toward you, to it, to come in a flash, to come in an unfolding. You who are doing this work, this is part of the greater work, as part of the current work of this time, right now, as part of the promotion over the next age, the unnamed initiation.